Smith, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Expecting something, but God had a plan. I'm going to teach you something. God had a plan. When we count our blessing, we can count them because out of the one that came, it was Jesus who came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. God sent into the world what was unwanted. The enemy did not want him to show up, but God had a plan. God sent a sacrificial lamb, the Messiah King. And God said at his baptism, "This is my beloved son in whom I am thank you. Well, please. The world should have been counting its blessing, and here is why. Blessings are something we receive from God every day of our lives. And there are some things that we take for granted. Can I take you there? Like our heart beating. And mine is racing 100 miles an hour right now. Because God is pumping something in me. Our heart beating, God made it. Our lungs exchanging oxygen and pushing out carbon monoxide. What kind of God is it that can take oxygen, let us process it, and push out carbon monoxide? And guess who used the carbon monoxide? Them dogs. The trees. The thing that God made, the unwanted stuff, God can use it. And when you think you got to get rid of something that's unwanted, God said, I can use it. I can use it. Our lungs, our brains, thinking and processing all sorts of input. Our liver, cleansing the impurities from the food that we eat. What kind of God is it that knows everything about me and I know so little about him? So the historical text tells a story in Psalms verses 1 and 2. Blessed is the man who walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the path of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. This psalm reveals a man who was not characterized by the influence of the ungodly, but of the blessed. But is blessed. And there are times in our life we wrestle in the world because the world is full of ungodliness. But God says, separate yourself from that. It doesn't matter what people say about you or talk about you. It doesn't matter how people criticize you. You stay blessed. Stay away from ungodliness. My brothers and sisters, he is blessed because he is right with God and enjoys the spiritual peace and joy. This joy I have. The world didn't give it to us. And the world can't take it away from us. Because deep down in my soul looked back in wonder how I got over. I'm talking to the church who know what I'm talking about. I'm talking to a people who know the Lord. I'm talking to a nation who says in God we trust. When we stop walking in ungodliness, then God can bless us. Judgment is coming. Help me, Holy Spirit. Not by unrighteous people, but by his meditating or his meditation on God, on the Word of God. A godly man not only study God's word, study to show thyself. Are we studying God's word? Do we know history? Or are we waiting for the pastor to just feed you? I told you I'm not going to give you milk anymore. Are we meditating on God's word day and night? Giving us insights, because the more you study, the more God will pour into you insight. Into his revelation and into his word. I was up last night, so Samantha didn't know, or maybe she did, 3 o'clock in the morning, because God was talking to me about this. And I said, when God gets you up, don't you dare sleep on him. Because God is revealing revelation for a specific time and a specific situation. Drawing men into a covenant relationship to be blessed by not walking in the counsel of those who are ungodly. And then that third verse states, and he said, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth its fruit in his season. The leaf shall also not wither, but whatsoever he does shall prosper. How did that happen? God did it. How did it come to pass? Do you know our God? A God who said, let there be. A God who pardoned the Red Sea. A God who can shake the foundation of the world. A God who uses his prophets to do work that he has called and anointed him to do. And they call you crazy. But God called us for such a time as this, to share his infallible word to a nation and to a people who will hear. He who have an ear, let him. My brothers and sisters, it says, God is watching. Even this, he says, that bring forth its fruit in his season. Under the image of a fruit tree, the psalmist declared that whatsoever the righteous do will prosper. A fruit tree is designed to produce more of its kind. When we delight in living by God's word, it's like a seed producing more of its kind. When you plant a seed, whatever you plant it will come up. Brother Veal, I planted some cucumber seeds in the ground. I didn't get the plants this year. I got seeds. I didn't really think the seeds were going to come up, but guess what? The seeds came up. So the mattress is saying, what are we going to do with it? I said, I don't know, but we're going to watch it. But then we planted some tomatoes, and now we got tomatoes that look like pumpkins. I never seen a tomato look like that. Let me get back. And I said that because what you plant, you will receive the fruit from what you planted. If you are planting good seed, then goodness will come from the thing that you are planting. When you plant God's words in the heart of a person, that word germinates on the inside, because the Holy Spirit, that water that's on the inside, that water, that living water that gets on the inside of you, is germinating that word on the inside of you, changing, transforming you into the image of our Lord, our God, and our King. And we shall all look like him in holiness and righteousness, because the word of God is in us. And when the word of God is in you, you can't act the way you used to act.
You can't do things you used to. You can't talk the way you used to talk when you have the Word of God planted in you. And then we've been commissioned to go and share the good news. You are not here to sit on your holier than thou. You are here to plant and share the good news of our Lord. The Great Commission said, go and make disciples. And we go and we sit. And God waits. Every time we meditate on God's word, he gives us something new. Because God's word is active and God's word is alive. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters that bring forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. If you don't water it, it will die. If you don't study it, guess what? You're going to lose something. God has a personal blessing for you. That whosoever believe in the Lord Jesus shall not perish but have everlasting life. He has an answer to the world's problem. And when you let your light shine, so that men can see your good work, God will bless you according to his divine purpose for your life. And he will bless you according to his riches and glory. Is there anybody in the house who needs a blessing? In times like these, in times where it seems so apathetic, in times like these, when there seem to be so much confusion, in times like these, when we don't know what to do, in times like these, I suggest that we turn it over to the Lord, because I say that man that is acting crazy is actually crazy. And hear these words, his own mouth shall judge him. Because he cannot keep watching. His own mouth will be his own demise. The things that he say. He may take down some people. He may even take down a nation. But he cannot take down God. Because I have a Savior who said, we will rise. It's called the rapture. Yes. Even though we can be put in a grave, one day we will rise. And the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise. Is there anybody who knows about this rising? The Lord is preparing us for a supernatural blessing. Are you ready for your blessing? The Lord is speaking to the hearts of a people. The question is, will you hear? At this point, we extend the invitation to Christian
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
All right, let's go. It's time for birthdays and anniversaries. We'll start on this 8th of May with an anniversary this weekend. Lionel and Thelma Tippett celebrating, I don't know how many years of marriage, but it's a happy anniversary anyway. Happy anniversary to you guys. And we got some birthdays, too, today. They include Cinquanta Tyson, Kiawana Dixon, Ingrid Ford, Deborah Mummin, Latoya Robinson, and Chandrika Michelle Huell Melbert. and everyone around the globe who celebrates a birthday today. May